Some of you have asked me about how I'm settling in. I'm settling in well. And some have asked me about the packing. It's not going very fast, right? And that's okay. You know, that's all right. This morning, I thought I knew where my belt was, right? And I couldn't find it. And I said, well, a rope would not work, and my shirt tails out is not going to work. I wonder what time Dollar General is going to open. You know, I go in my truck, and there it is, right, in the back seat. Oh, my gosh, how it got there, I really don't know. I'm grateful to be here. Please pray for our two dogs. They don't know what to do with the sheep on the other side of the fence, but they're becoming friends, right? They're becoming friends. And our cat, Cosmo, oh my gosh, very loving, caring, needy cat. And so he's finding his way, navigating his place around the beautiful parsonage that you all have provided for us. We're grateful for that. Thank you so much for all of you and for your good work. And again, for your prayers. There's a story about a man who is moving into a town, and he goes into the convenience store to buy some items, and he goes and he asks the cashier, he asks him, what kind of people live in this town? I'm moving in, and what kind of folks are here? And he says, well, what kind of folks were in the town that you came from? And the man said, they were rude and crude, unusual and socially unacceptable. Mean-spirited people. And the cashier said, well, that's the kind of folks you're going to find here. Next week, another man comes in and he says, I'm moving to the town. Goes to the convenience store, going to buy some stuff. What kind of folks live here in this town? And the cashier asked him, what kind of folks live in the town you came from? He said, well, the people were generous and kind and loving and giving people. And the cashier said, well, that's the kind of people you're going to find here. I came from very loving and caring people in Floresville, Texas. Wonderful church, wonderful Methodist. In fact, they say hello. So greetings from the Methodist of Floresville United Methodist Church. I texted their new pastor, my successor, Adam Knapp, and Adam, bless you, prayers arise for you and his wife Danielle, who's a pastor in another neighboring town. So I lift them up in their new transition. And I've been told by all the pastors that have served here that this was some of their best years in ministry, right? Congratulations. Keep it up, right? Some of their best years in ministry. And again, Tom Elliott, a dear friend of mine, good friend of mine. In fact, I'm doing his internment. One of my ministries is I take pastors backpacking. I take them out to West Texas, Fort Davis, Guadalupe Mountains, Big Bend Ranch, Big Bend, Texas. And the last hike that Tom Elliott went, he said, spread my ashes here. I'm not going to tell you where, but spread my ashes here. So I'm inviting his children, and all of our pastor friends are going to get together, and we're going to do that. And we're taking water. We're going to put the ashes where he wanted them, and we're taking water from all the rivers where he served by, all right, including the Llanos and Saba, San Gabriel, even Rockport, the Gulf of Mexico. And we're going to pour water, the water, combine all those waters together and pour the water over those ashes. And we're going to do that in October, taking his kids over there as our guest to do that service. What an honor and a privilege, right? To be in ministry together with each other. I'm a storyteller. I come from a long line of storytellers, okay? My parents, my grandparents, aunts and uncles, storytellers. So I'm going to tell you a story. Story comes from a pastor, retired pastor, by the name of Larry Howard, and one of his first churches was the United Methodist Church in Sterling City, Texas, which, by the way, is on Highway 87. Excuse me. His accompanist, the week before Advent in November, used to go to Piedras Negras, Mexico with her girlfriends to go shopping. And people in her friends in Sterling City would say, bring us some Mexican vanilla so we, you know, holidays, baking, all the good stuff, right? So what happened was they would go over there and they would do their shopping, and Mexican vanilla comes in big bottles, right? So she would buy about three or four bottles and go back to the church in Sterling City. It's come late Saturday night, and she would divide those big bottles of vanilla into the smaller glass bottles. A long time ago, Welch's grape juice bottles came. Welch's grape juice came in small glass bottles, right? So people would save them and reuse them. And what she did was she came to the church and she would pour the Mexican vanilla into the smaller Welch's grape juice bottles and hand them out in church the next Sunday to her friends. She did that. The next Sunday happened to be Communion Sunday. Her mother was the communion steward. Fran, you listening? All right. There's no Mexican vanilla up here. I'm just letting you know. All right. And so what happened was she goes and prepares communion. And in those days, people served communion in those little cups, those glass cups. Remember those? Little trays of glass cups, right? And she would do that. She prepared all those little glass trays, and she put it on the altar. Okay, so my friend Larry Howard, young pastor, new to ministry, he goes and he consecrates the elements and he takes the first drink. And it burned. And he felt warm all over. And Larry is thinking on his feet, you know, after he consumed the cinnamon. The vanilla, and he says, well, I've already consecrated it, so I might as well serve it, right? And so what he did is that he serves, and folks in West Texas are polite, you know, like you all, right? You know, especially the Methodists, right? Methodist West Texas folks are polite, kind, gentle folks, and so he serves everyone, you know, and everybody's swallowing hard, you know, looking at him, smiling, and, you know, he's doing that, and, you know, the body of Christ, the blood of salvation, you know, the blood of, you know, so forth and so on. And the last person to take communion is this 9-year-old boy. After taking the communion, he lets out in a loud voice, "What is this?" And everybody laughs, right? Everybody laughs. What is this? I know that you celebrated this last Sunday with Colleen. What is on the altar besides bread and juice? Lots of books have been written about what this is. But Jesus tells us very simply what it is. This is my blood. This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. That's it. Remembrance of his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection. That's it. Do this in remembrance of me. The stories that you all made with Colleen are the remembrances of your life together in the name of the risen Savior Jesus Christ. The stories that we will build together, that we will tell of the past, of what Christ has done in your life, will be told, and I will tell, and together we'll make new memories as we remember our life together. I love the story of Ruth. It's part of our faith story. Ruth's husband died. Ruth's sister-in-law's husband died, and they were brothers. And Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, her husband died, and all the men died. And what do? You know? So she's trying to send the girls back with their families because they were Moabites. And Ruth says to her mother-in-law, "No, I want to stay here with you. I'm going to go with you," right? And she says something that's just beautiful. She says, "Your people shall be my people. And your God will be my God." That's what I tell every church that I move to. Your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God. And I'm telling you that now, that your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Now let me qualify your God, my God conversation a little bit. My dad was a retired police officer for the San Antonio Police Department. And to this day, he's the most highly decorated police officer at San Antonio Police Department. He still holds that honor. He's been dead for a long time. But my dad was a philosopher. He saw a lot of bad things. And so he philosophized to his son. He was a man of deep faith. We belonged to Asbury United Methodist Church in San Antonio. And one day we were cutting the grass, and we took a break, taking a glass of water. And my dad said, "Son, my God is not your God." I said, "Oh, Dad, please don't say that. You know, I thought I had this thing figured out." Yeah, at a young age. But he says, "No, son, it's okay." He said, "The experiences that led to who I understand God to be are going to be different than the experiences that you're going to have, who you are going to understand God to be. Same God, but it's our experiences, our consciousness, the way that we look at the world that is different. And we'll bring that together. All our gifts, all of our experiences, all of our memories, and bring that together so that we can build upon that." Now, even though I'm here physically, part of my heart is in Floresville. You know, we leave in pieces and we arrive in pieces. Right? We grieve in pieces and we find joy in pieces. And I'm already finding joy. And so it is with all changes and transitions in our life. Amen? We leave in pieces and we arrive in pieces. We change and we grieve in pieces and we find joy in pieces. I gave a lot in Floresville, and I'm going to give a lot here. I am deeply honored to be your pastor and consider it a high privilege. And I look forward to the ways that we are going to remember the presence of Christ in our life as we make new memories of God being and at work in our lives, in power, and in grace. May it be so from here on out. In the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.